Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
A Padres winner in Arizona as the Padres take the third game of this four-game series from the Arizona Diamondbacks by a final of 2-0. Final totals in this game for San Diego, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and for the D-backs, 0 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Padres pick up their 80th win of the season. They improve to 80-66, and the Diamondbacks drop to 68-77. And the Padres, after a very disappointing day on Thursday, they've bounced back nicely in games 2 and 3 of this four-game series, winning last night by a score of 12-3 and shutting out Arizona here tonight 2-0. Sam Levitt with you in our Padres Radio Network studios. Good to have you with us. Welcome into the post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network, 97.3 The Fan. Lot to do on our post-game. We'll hear some of the highlights coming up in just a bit. Break this one down. Terrific pitching performance by Joe Musgrove. Great job by the Padres bullpen. They didn't have a lot of offense in this game, but it was enough to get the job done. We'll also go back to Phoenix, hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin. Take your tweets, phone calls, and more. You can tweet at us with your thoughts about this game at 97.3TheFanSD or on my Twitter, Sammy Lev, SammyLev. If you are more of an Instagram person, you can shoot me a DM on there at Sammy Lev, SammyLev. Type in Sam Levitt, should pop right up. And if you have a good thought about what we saw here tonight from Joe Musgrove, from Luis Campusano, from the bullpen, let me know you have a good thought, and I might just read it on the air. Lot to do in our post game as the Padres win it 2-0. Let's begin with our game highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with today's game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
A really good pitching matchup here tonight between Joe Musgrove and Zach Gallen. They matched zeros for the first 3 innings. The Padres had the bases loaded with 2 outs against Gallen in the opening frame, but did not score. We went to the 4th inning. Still a scoreless game. Jake Cronenworth began the frame with a double. He went to third base on a Josh Bell groundout. That was significant because Ha-Sung Kim lifted a sac fly to center. That scored Cronenworth to give the Padres a 1-0 lead. At that point, Gallen was already 70-plus pitches in, the Padres really making him work. Luis Campusano dug in with 2 outs in the 4th inning.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Campusano swings, skies one out to deep left center field. McCarthy's going back on the warning track. They will look up. It will go! A home run for Luis Campusano. His first of the year and out to the deep, deep part of left center field here in Phoenix. He gets Zach Gallen and the Padres lead it 2-0.
Second major league home run for Campusano, his first since the 2020 season. Padres had a 2-0 lead, making Gallen throw 81 pitches through just 4 innings. Meanwhile, Joe Musgrove rolled 5 scoreless innings to begin his night on 75 pitches, just 3 hits allowed, and the D-backs had just 1 runner on second base in that span. Padres still led 2-0 after 5. Padres chased Zach Gallen from the game in the 6th inning. He would go just 5 1/3 on 105 pitches, allowed just the 2 runs, but the Padres, to their credit, really made Zach Gallen work. Meanwhile, Musgrove went 6. No runs allowed, 4 hits, no walks, 8 strikeouts on 95 pitches. Musgrove delivering on a night where the Padres really needed him to. A scoreless 7th inning from both Caleb Smith and Nick Martinez. Same thing in the 8th inning. So we went to the 9th inning. Padres still leading 2-0. Mark Melancon pitched the scoreless top half of the 9th inning. Josh Hader came on for the save chance in the bottom half of the 9th inning. He struck out Dalton Varsho, a single that Ha-Sung Kim couldn't corral for a base hit. That brought the tying run to the plate in Christian Walker, who has a ton of power. Walker hit it hard, but Juan Soto made a nice play.
Runner on first, one out, 0-2 to Christian Walker. Hader is ready. He kicks, he deals, and the pitch is lined out towards right center field. Long run, Soto coming in, gets there to make a sliding catch. Second out here in the bottom of the 9th inning.
Really nice play from Juan Soto. So the Padres had a 2-0 lead, two outs, McCarthy on first base. Torey Lovello, Diamondbacks manager, pinch hit for Corbin Carroll with Ketel Marte, who was coming off the bench today. A big matchup, Hader against Marte, with the D-backs down to their final out. Here's what happened.
Hader will deal. And the pitch hit in the air to left field. Zokar over from left into the gap, gets there to make the catch, and the ball game is over. Josh Hader comes out of the bullpen, a scoreless ninth inning, as the Padres shut out the Diamondbacks 2-0 and make it two straight here in the desert.
A very clean and tidy 2-0 win. Again, the final totals, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Padres. Arizona, no runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Joe Musgrove picks up the win. He improves to 10-7. Zach Gallen takes the loss. He drops to 12-3. Josh Hader picks up his 33rd save combined this season between Milwaukee and San Diego, his fourth as a San Diego Padre. And the Padres, a day after scoring 12 runs on 17 hits, not quite the offensive output like that here tonight, but plenty to get the job done. A 2-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The runs came in the fourth inning against Zach Gallen. Ha-Sung Kim, the sack fly. Luis Campusano, a home run. And that was it. Joe Musgrove, Nick Martinez, and Josh Hader combining for a 5-hit shutout.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.